This is Decoded Eightbook for November 27th. A love triangle is an age-old story, and it makes for good gossip. In 1912, a reporter in Mandan heard about the fallout from a local love triangle and knew it would make a juicy tale for the newspaper. According to Fritz Bumberg, he was the victim of a fiancé whose head was turned by other men. Mr. Bumberg had placed an advertisement in a matrimonial newspaper, and Mary Ellert, a widow from New York City, responded. Mrs. Ellert packed up 7 trunks of clothing, china, and silverware to pursue romance in the West, far from the bustle of New York. Upon arriving in Mandan, Mrs. Ellert moved into Mr. Bumberg's home as a housekeeper for a trial period before marriage. However, much to his dismay, the 40-year-old widow soon attracted several gentlemen callers. After Mr. Bumberg scolded her, Mrs. Ellert left his home and found refuge with Herman Hassel. She moved into his home, planning to marry him instead. The heartbroken Mr. Bumberg told the reporter, "There's many a slip, twist the cup and the lip." This was Mr. Bumberg's version of events. But Mrs. Ellert wanted to set the record straight. On this date in 1912, a second article appeared in the newspaper giving her side of the story. According to her, this was not a love triangle, but a tale of socialist ideals gone wrong. Mrs. Ellert, originally from Germany, had come to New York City with her husband in 1911. After his death, she ran a rooming house and became active in the local Socialist Party. She explained that Mr. Bumberg was also a socialist and had placed an ad in a German-language newspaper advocating for the party. Intrigued, she began corresponding with him, hoping to move west. Mrs. Ellert fully intended to marry Mr. Bumberg and support the socialist cause in North Dakota, but she was unhappy with the conditions in his home. Dissatisfied, she accepted Mr. Hassel's charity while planning to return to New York. She denied any romantic involvement with Mr. Hassel, claiming she only needed a place to stay until she could leave. In the end, no one involved ended up married, socialist or otherwise. Today's Decoded Eightbook was written by Trista Razor Sturza. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.